I love talking to our next guest, and how am I not at all surprised that if there's a new technology that can help her and her people do a better job and a more cost-effective job, she's going to be all over it. That is the case with Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller. Madam Commissioner, may I say happy birthday again. You ought to celebrate this birthday. You should celebrate your 50th birthday for the whole year.
The entire year, yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for that happy birthday, and you participated in this surprise video my assistant put together for me. I really appreciate your doing that. I sincerely do. That was very, very nice. But, yeah, here we are, right, the big 7-0, so...
I was going to let 50 go, and I might have said your 20th anniversary of your 50th birthday, maybe.
Yeah.
Right. The guys used that on me recently, so whatever. Well, but anyway, you've been serving people for as long as I can remember and as long, certainly, as I've known you. And it shouldn't surprise anyone who really knows you that you would never say, nah, I don't like that newfangled stuff. You look at it and you go, hey, that sounds like there's some opportunity for us to do a better job for less money to the people. That's what you're doing now. Talk about, of all things, Candace Miller, your use of artificial intelligence and a drone.
Yeah, it is really cool stuff, Paul W. And, you know, I'm not the biggest tech person in the world, but hopefully I can appreciate new technology when it comes and the kind of application that this technology can have for the common good, really. So, yeah, we're the first in the state of Michigan. I don't know about the nation, but certainly there's no one else in Michigan doing what we're doing here with utilizing artificial intelligence and a drone to do all of our inspections on our critical underground infrastructure. And, you know, what I've told everybody is that if I learned anything in the 8 years that I've had this office, the first thing that happened to me when I walked through the door, we had that terrible sinkhole on 15 Mile Road. So if I learned anything, it's that you need to inspect all of your underground on a very regular basis. And, you know, it can tell you, obviously inspections tell you all kinds of things, what condition your underground's in, and then you can prioritize what you have to do to maintain it, et cetera. But we have this really cool drone that we put down into our interceptors and through our entire miles and miles and miles of underground. Mm-hmm. And this thing takes the most incredible video, crisp, clear footage. Then we put all of this data through this software package that we've got, Sewer AI. And this thing, rather than waiting for months or sometimes even, you know, up to a year to get all the information back, within 24 hours or, you know, 2 days at the most, we have all the information. This thing has scored it all. It tells us the critical areas that need to be addressed and blah, blah, blah. And it is literally saving us millions of dollars. And, it cost us less than $100,000 for both things, the software and the drone. And we've already saved, we think, $4 million. So,
oh, my. And you didn't have to hire. I'm not against people getting jobs, but you didn't have to hire any more people to run this equipment. You have people on board already that can do that.
That's absolutely right. In fact, we like to think we can punch above our weight over here at the Public Works office. And I've got some, we've had a lot of staff turnover since I've been here. We have a great management team, and I've got some engineers that are so creative. And these guys are fantastic. Yeah, we didn't have to hire anybody new. We got one of our young guys, one of our pump operators, who is a real, tech guy. And now we're calling him Captain Zach. We even gave him his own hat. He flies this. He's the pilot. He's got this drone going all the time inside our underground. And it is just, we might be the first in the state. But honestly, Paul W., I'm telling you, by the end of the year, I think most people who are in this business are going to be, looking at this. And I think even for like a rural county or something, I think if you're a consulting engineer, you want to invest in this and be able to offer it to smaller communities. So it's really, it's a new wave. What are you going to do? I mean, the technology's here. You're not putting the toothpaste back in the tube, You got to try to embrace it and make it work for you.
Candace Miller, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner, embracing technology. And when everyone's looking up, That's where they think all the drones are going to be up. She goes, wait a minute, we can send one of those through a manhole cover and go through our pipes and save. And frankly, it's a safety issue, too. It's never 100% safe to climb in through a manhole cover into the pipes. I mean, let's just face it. Reality is reality.
That is absolutely right. Not having to do these confined space entries all the time, which are very, very dangerous. I mean, you have to have all kinds of certification and safety protocols for all of that. We literally put this drone down one manhole, and then we run it down to the next one and then pull it back up, the next manhole. And then some of our pipes are not as, as large. I mean, some of them are, 12, 13 feet diameter. Some are not quite as large. And we've developed a little thing that looks like a buoy, and we just float it down with this drone on it.
Wow.
So very cool stuff.
Very cool stuff. I'm not surprised. Again, a happy birthday. I'm not going to say belated because I wished you happy birthday right at your birthday.
You did.
Are we going to see you up at Grand Hotel?
No, I'm not coming this year for the first time in many, many years. I won't be up there.
All right. We'll share
sure
what
information. Fantastic.
We will share with you any information we can grab, okay?
Thanks so much, Paul W.
And it's our pleasure, Candace Miller, Macomb County Public Works Commissioner, all-round good person. I would vote for her for anything, anytime, as we continue.